change. Remember who that's by? David Bowie. David Bowie. You young ones can look it up later. We're continuing our series, Paper Tigers. And Paper Tigers refers to something that seems powerful. It seems intimidating, but it's actually weak. It's ineffective. And I think sometimes the challenges that we face appear daunting, even overwhelming at first. But hear this, with God, they're ultimately powerless. Just paper tigers. And today, I want to talk about the process of change. So, see how we work that together? That's good. Now, sometimes we want to change things in our life, don't we? And too often, we tend to focus on barriers, the obstacles, you know, the reasons why we can't. The words of a famous theologian, Tony the Tiger, we think they're great. Oh, wow. All right. And if we're not careful, I think we start seeing all the complications, all the difficulties. And in fact, we start seeing tigers everywhere that we feel we can't defeat. And I think part of our struggle is we live in this society. I mean, it's a fast-paced society. You know, we've got drive-through, this fast food, same-day delivery. In fact, within hours, delivery now. We've got instant communication. We send a text. How many of you do this? You get it. You send a text, and if you don't see a bubble immediately, you start getting a little antsy. If they don't respond immediately, we get frustrated. We want things now. We want wealth now. We want success now. We want beauty now. And because we sit in front of these screens, and we can change a page, we can change the channel rapidly, we think that change should come just as quickly. And the reality is, it doesn't work that way. You know, I know advertisers capitalize on this, that whole quick change mentality. They guarantee immediate results. And in fact, I always get suspect when I see that. You know, lose 10 pounds in 10 days while you're sleeping. It's that simple, you know. And three easy steps to success. You can do it overnight. Why not have it now? And now seems to be the real push point for most people. That quick change mentality usually is a myth. It creates a lot of disappointment for people, a lot of frustration in people's lives. And it's been my observation, it's been my experience, change is difficult. Change is slow. Change requires time and space. And the bottom line, change is a process. You know, change, turn and face the strange. It's pretty accurate. And that's what we're going to do today, is face some of the strange. You know, Scripture says a lot about change. And so I want to look at that process, a process that I believe God uses to change us in areas. And so how does change start? Well, it usually starts with concern that you have. You know, something that you're bothered by. Perhaps the Holy Spirit's convicting you of something that needs to be dealt with in your life. And so you start feeling a little worried, a little anxious. You feel like things maybe are out of balance, that maybe they're not the way they should be. And friends, whatever it is that gets unsettled in you, either way, you know something's not right. I mean, you may feel a little bit like Job. Job says, my heart is troubled and restless. You know, the focus of concern could be anything for you today. Could be a bad habit you got. could be a struggle in a relationship, a dying dream. Things aren't panning out the way you thought they were going to pan out. Maybe it's something that's weighing you down today. You're concerned about it. And the word that would best describe where you're at right now would be discomfort. You know, I believe most of our discomfort actually comes from God. It's the Holy Spirit's way of saying to us, it's time to change. You know, the book of Deuteronomy, it compares God to an eagle that stirs up a nest. And if you know much about eagles, you know that the mother eagle, when she finally wants the eaglets to leave the nest, you know what she does? She tears their nest apart, you know, forces them to leave. Wouldn't that be great, parents? You know, so you feel a little restless. Maybe you feel a little uncomfortable. You may feel like things aren't right. Well, I'll tell you, that's great. Why? Because God's stirring up your nest. You know, God is getting you ready for a thing to change something in your life. And the sad thing about this is most people get stuck here. They spend their entire lives ignoring the concerns and that discomfort. They put up with the discomfort, actually, until it goes away. You know, it kind of fades. This whole idea that, oh, maybe I need to change that. And I wonder, is it because we're afraid to change? Or is it because we're afraid we can't change? And that may be why God kind of pushes things along and takes that concern to a thing called a crisis. You know, crisis gets your attention, doesn't it? Crisis will move an issue off the back burner. It'll make you face whatever it is that you need to face and actually deal with it. What happens is the pain intensifies to the point you can't ignore it anymore. I mean, that thing that you've been trying to suppress, ignore, pretend it's okay, maybe in your marriage, your family, vocation, something in life, suddenly it cannot be ignored because the pain's too great. I mean, maybe get fired. Maybe you have a health scare. Maybe the creditors start moving in. And that crisis, it screams, hello, I'm a problem. Do something about it. I mean, it happens when a spouse walks out the door and goes, enough's enough. You know, we can't keep going on like this. Sometimes it's a minor issue. Sometimes it's an issue and it begins to roar. It didn't seem like a big deal, because you pressed it down. And friends, let me tell you, when you press stuff down, guess what happens? It builds, it grows. You know, the Apostle Paul, he says, the kind of sorrow God wants makes people change their hearts and their lives. In fact, God will use that sorrow, that discomfort, to bring about change. And friends, godly sorrow isn't just about regret. It's actually about changing. I think I've kind of used this example before, but you ever watched Let's Make a Deal? Yeah, I used to watch, it was Monty Hall when I was a kid, but now it's Wayne Brady. People dress up, all kinds of different crazy stuff, zoo animals, cartoon characters. Some are clever, some are bizarre, some are just flat out weird, to be honest. And the show, the contestant is called a traitor. because they're hoping for an opportunity to trade in something for something better. You know, show's all about wheeling and dealing and what have you. And sometimes Wayne Brady will come out and he'll go, I got a home gym for anybody that has a donut on them, you know. And sure enough, there'll be somebody pulls a donut out of a purse or a bag or whatever. And he goes, if with that donut, I'll give you what's behind door three. And people are willing to make the trade. Most of the time, the person knows what they've got. They know what they're trading in, but they don't know what they're trading for. And sometimes they make these great trades. You know, win a car or a dream vacation or something like that, you know, they get you to trade door one for door three, and you're like, oh, maybe it'll be better. But sometimes they get zonked, they call it. They end up with a pig dressed up and has a bow on or something like that. And it's this crazy show. But at some point in your life, God's going to ask you, how'd you like to trade in what you got right now for what's behind door one? And unlike the game show, you never get zonked with God. You never, ever, ever get zonked with God. Christ followers, God's promises are for a better day. His promises are absolutely true. And this is the turning point where you have to make a choice. Are you gonna move forward or are you gonna retreat? You know, are you gonna deny that there's a problem, an issue, or are you gonna deal with it? You get to choose though. You know, Job says, we can choose the sounds we want to listen to. Do it all the time. We can choose the taste we want in food. Do that all the time. And we could choose what is right. Yeah, don't do that all the time. There comes a point, friends, in your life where you can't procrastinate anymore, where you have to decide to make a choice, deal or no deal here. Now, let's say you're going to trade in whatever for what's behind door one. Now, I'm going to change. I'm going to break this habit. I'm going to work on this relationship. I'm going to do something about it. And so you trade for the unknown, sort of. How do you feel at first when you make a change in life? It feels strange, doesn't it? Get a little anxious, maybe a little scared, because it's the unknown. And the fact is, too many times you start hearing and seeing things. Pretty soon you're seeing tigers everywhere, and you panic. You know, fear kicks in. Why? Because you don't know what to expect. You don't know what's behind the door. You ever thought this? What if I don't like the change? I'm going to give you a heads up here about change. Do not be surprised if when you decide to make a change that things don't get worse initially, that the pain doesn't increase at first. How many of you have ever been on a diet? Maybe I should ask how many diets we've been on, you know. But you know this. What are the worst days? Well, it's the first few days, you know, the first few weeks. You're hungry, you know. You're all nestled snug in your bed, visions of Big Macs in your head, you know, that kind of thing. You're like, yeah, see how I did pretty good with that, you know. The pain usually increases before it lessens. And the reason that happens is you're in strange territory. It's new territory. You really do start imagining there's vicious tigers that are going to mess this all up. And the fear kicks in. And I'll be honest with you, this is when you're pretty tempted to just bail. go, oh, forget it. It's too hard. I can't do that. Friends, if you expect to go the distance, to actually make change, you have to move from something being just a choice that you make to something you truly comprehend. You know, this is about gaining a new perspective on things, a new understanding. And I really believe it's here that is the key to defeating the paper tigers. What are you thinking? What do you comprehend about the situation? You know, Paul says this. He says, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may discern what is the will of God, what's good, acceptable, perfect. With God, you can face the tigers. You can face the obstacles. You can get through the struggle. You're transformed by God by the renewing of your mind, the way you think. You cannot change whatever it is. You cannot change until you start changing the way you're thinking. I mean, I'll admit, you can change for a little while. You know, by changing your behavior, I'm going to do this, this, and this. But that kind of change does not last. Lasting change that makes a serious difference is when you begin to change the way you think. You know, Jesus said, then you'll know the truth, and the truth what? Set you free. Where do you get the truth? Well, that's a tough one these days. But one place I know is from God. God has the truth about the problem, the struggle, the thing that you need to work on. You know, your problem really isn't the problem. The problem is the way you're looking at the situation. You know, we have this incredible capacity to really deceive ourselves. People do it all the time. You know, we have this incredible capacity to fool ourselves into thinking that we aren't the problem. You know, it's not my problem. You know, it's them, it's work, it's, you know, whatever. When we face those problems, we tend to look from one perspective, don't we? Ours. But friends, when you step back, you get some distance. With God, you're able to get God's perspective. You're able to get some insight into things that you wouldn't get otherwise. I mean, once you begin to see the truth that God reveals to you over time, you can be set free. You find hope. You start believing you could actually change. And there's a big difference between knowing the truth and applying the truth. Too many people know what to do. In fact, most of the time when I talk to someone and they're struggling, they go, I just don't know. I don't know what to do. That isn't true. They're just not willing to do what God wants them to do. Change requires effort, work. We don't like that word. And it requires God. Change is about applying truth that ultimately changes our conduct, how we do things. James says this, says in the same way, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. In other words, he's saying, if the action isn't there, it's worthless. The issue is, will you apply what you know? Will you take a step toward what God wants you to do? You know, sometimes it calls for us to repent. Repentance means acting on what's right. a lot of people think, oh, whatever it is we need to repent of or step back from, that we should just like feel sorry. You know, I done something wrong, or I'm not doing this right. You can feel sorry about a lot of things and not change. To repent is to not only maybe regret the past or where you're at this point, but it's being moved so much that you begin to produce change. And I tell people all the time, it's really easy to cry, shed tears, go, oh, I can't believe where I'm at, and I can't believe how bad this is, and I can't believe this horrible job I got, and I can't believe this how bad this relationship is. It's a lot easier just to boohoo over it than to actually start doing things to change. You see a progression here? You make a choice. You make a choice. I'm going to change. Then you start working on how you're thinking, you know, what you're putting in up here. And then you begin to put those thoughts into action, into your conduct, into your daily life. And here's the hard truth. We all know more of what we should be doing than what we actually do. And that, my friends, is the problem. You know, the Pharisees, they had the same kind of problem and issue. They knew what to do. They were unbelievable biblical scholars, but they did not apply God's truth to their life in every single area. It was kind of a pick and choose. Oh, that's what we do too, isn't it? Change is not easy. Change is not easy. Change what? It's not easy. Because, friends, anytime you begin to retool something in your life, a new behavior, it's awkward. It's strange. You know, let's say I've never spent any quiet time with God on a regular basis. And so you make a decision, you go, okay, I'm gonna start spending 15 minutes with God each and every day. So at first, it's a new practice. And so it's kind of like, hey, God, it's me, it's Damon. Thanks for everything. I appreciate everything you do for me. And friends, at first, 1 minute talking to God feels like 10 minutes. Okay, God, hey, did you watch the game last night? It's a really good game, you know. It's a struggle. But if you're serious about implementing that into your life, actually making a change, actually going the distance so that a few weeks from now you're still doing it, and a year from now you're still doing it. Friends, you gotta push through the awkwardness. You gotta push through the stuff that seems odd, that's difficult, and you're gonna find any kind of change will cost you. It doesn't come easy, it doesn't come free. But if you wait, and a lot of people do, they're like, well, I'm going to wait till this is easier to deal with. You know, wait till it's simpler. You know, wait till everything kind of smooths out, and then I could maybe really get after it. Friends, if you wait for that, you will never change. You will never change whatever it is. Which is, friends, it's why if you're going to defeat these paper tigers, and they are paper tigers, you have to make a commitment to it, to see it through. Paul writes in Ephesians, he says, now your attitudes and thoughts must all be constantly changing for the better. Constantly. Always. Daily. Change is a continual process. Theologians use the word sanctification. You're being purified. You're growing. The goal in life is really for us to become more and more like Jesus. And so God, through the Holy Spirit, begins working in you and through you. And there's this misconception that we have about change that at some point we just arrive. You know, that things will be perfect. No more problems. No more pain. Not on this planet, my friends. Only in heaven. You ever had a project or some goal in your life? And so you work on it, and when you accomplish it, you go, whew, I'm done. We've all done that, right? Change does not work like that. And in fact, the longer I walk with God, the more I realize there's always more stuff to be done. I realize each time I make a change, and I think, okay, got a handle on this one, I'm good. Somewhere down the road, God lifts the bar in that area again on me. You know, God, it's kind of like God goes, okay, Damon, need to revisit this. I want you to learn something new about this, about yourself, about me, about life. We're going to take this one to a higher level this time. Now, the good news is you don't start over. Don't go back to the beginning. You actually start where you left off. And God keeps working in you and through you and growing you and changing you. And it's a continual process. And at every phase, when God raises the bar, I will tell you, you'll be tempted to bail. It's too hard. It's too difficult. It costs too much. And that's why you got to commit yourself to God. You got to commit yourself on a regular basis to the process of change. It takes more than just a desire to change. I mean, if you're going to make it through, go the distance, it takes God's power, the power of the Holy Spirit living in you and through you. It takes discipline. We don't like that word these days. And it takes commitment. Don't like that word either. In the midst of the crisis, the problem, this is my best advice to you. Do not run from God. In fact, run toward God. Seek God. You may see tigers all around you. And I'm not making light of it. They can be very real. But with God, us in submission to God, only paper tigers. See, I believe you can change. What that thing that you're thinking about right now, you can change. God knows what you're going through right now. God wants to help you in that struggle. God wants to give you a new perspective. And so, in fact, somebody needs a new perspective this morning. Let God give it to you. Pay attention to God's promptings. You know, listen for God's guidance. It's not always easy. I'm not saying it's not difficult. But you ask God for the courage to do what he's asking you to do. You may not know where that change is going to lead you. I'll give you that. But God knows. And you got to decide if you trust God enough. God knows, and God is with you. God's with you in that struggle. And encourage you. Spend time in God's word. Pray regularly about it. God's word, first of all, will fill you full of truth. Prayer, God will begin to give you truths along the way to ask questions. You go, well, I don't know. I can't explain it to you, but the more you talk to God, pretty soon you're asking questions you didn't even know you had a question about. God's truth will help you face the obstacle, the challenge. In fact, I believe God defangs the tigers for us. And at some point, I'm not saying right away, but at some point, you realize these tigers are not real tigers. They're paper tigers. Because God just tears them up. You can break through them. You can get through. The psalmist says, commit everything to the Lord. Notice the word everything. I'm going to define that for you. It's not some things. It's not a few things. It's not, oh, this area of my life, this area, but not that area. Commit everything to the Lord. Trust him to help you do it. And what? Change is not about willpower. It's about God's power being unleashed in your life. And so a simple question today. Where do you need to change? Where is God calling you to make a change? And you got to start today. You can change. You can change. You can change that. You can chart a new way. You can move forward. You can look at the opportunity. You can take the step. You can face the struggle. You can change. Friends, you can defeat these paper tigers in your life. I'm going to close with just a simple promise. Apostle Paul shared it. Some of you need to put this on your refrigerator, put it on your phone, put it somewhere where you read it each and every day. But Paul says this, he says, and let us not get tired of doing what is right, godly, what God calls us to. Don't let us not get tired of doing what is right, for after a while, we will reap a harvest, a blessing, if we don't get discouraged and give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Commit yourself, push forward with everything in you, and when you run out of energy, ask God to cheer you up and give you what you need so you can keep moving forward. Friends, you can change. You can change. You really can. Let's bow in a word of prayer together. Our holy God, God, we praise you today. And God, I know there are people throughout this auditorium that they're facing struggles, problems. Your Holy Spirit's been whispering for a while for some to make a shift, make a change, take a step, move forward. And God, I pray that you just give them the wisdom and the strength to do it. God, I ask that you would cheer them up. You'd give them courage. Give them the strength to see their way through. God, I especially pray that your Holy Spirit is just whispering when they're ready to give up or just bail on whatever it is. Your spirit would just go, keep going. Keep going. You'll get through this. God, we lay all these things at your feet, at your throne. We ask you for the courage to make the change. whatever it is. God, we give you glory with all we say and do. It's in Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. God's people said, amen. Amen. Let's stand. We're gonna worship God this morning. Prayer teams will be down front. Maybe there's something specific. You feel like, okay, I need to make this change. You don't have to tell them anything. Just come down and say, pray for me. I got something I want to change, and let them pray for you. Maybe it's unrelated. Maybe you've had something happen this week. You need prayer. They'll pray with you, and let's just worship God together.